Blog Talk Radio.
It's time for the Jerry and Paula Show with your hosts, Jerry Williams and Paula Alexander. Your first host from Cincinnati, Ohio, and a former police officer, let's give a round of applause for the one and only Jerry Williams. Hi, you're welcome to the show. Hello, everybody, and hopefully you guys are tuning into the show. I know we've had a lot of people out there that's been tuning in to listen and everything. And, of course, you know, we've had a lot of stuff happening and going on. So this is our finale, our show's finale for the end. And so our special guest we have tonight is our longtime co-host, Miss Paula Alexander, is here tonight, and she's going to join us and ending this show that we started several months ago. We started on this show to get what the purpose was is to start the show to educate people, give them the truth about Donald Trump and politics, and of course, giving them the information they didn't know about, you know, when it came to electing Joe Biden as president of the United States and Kamala Harris as the vice president of the United States. And so we went through the process of educating people, giving people the facts. We steered away from QAnon stuff. We stayed away from the Fox News fake hype that they actually put out too. And so we moved on. And we did so many, you know, positive shows that it did help get Joe Biden elected and Kamala Harris elected. And, you know, because we gave the information to the people. Well, of course, we ran into so many people throughout the years, throughout the months, not years, it felt like it. But throughout the months, we, you know, we've had the Republicans call in and the Trumplicans call in and, you know, and, of course, all these goofy people that call in and try to tell us that Trump, you know, is the anti-God or whatever he is, the Antichrist or whatever you want to call him. And then, you know, then Paul and I got into, you know, because we are, into spirituality and reading people. And so we did that on a show. And we tried to break up the monotony a little bit in it. And, of course, on the show, we tried to even break up the monotony in, you know, doing shows on paranormal and stuff like that. And so it was kind of an educational purpose. We've had guests on the show, like Small Town Titans. We've had Hannah Sherrell, an author. And of course, we did have, believe it or not, here in April, we did actually at one time had John Kasich, Governor Kasich, scheduled, but I did go through that point to let them know that I'm going to cancel the show, because the whole thing is that it's just been a lot of stuff happening in our lives between Paul and myself, and then, of course, trying to balance the show and do all this, and just couldn't do it anymore. There's just way too much stuff happening. And, you know, Paul has been going through a lot of medical stuff, and I just, you know, everything's been happening to where we just couldn't balance the show that much anymore. And, of course, you know, I let, you know, these, like I said, the guests that were supposed to be coming on know that we were going to not do the shows anymore. And, you know, so we apologized and everything, and then we moved on. But I've got to tell you, and we know we owe it to all the listeners out there. We've had a lot of listeners, over 2 million listeners who tuned in our show all the time worldwide, who really loved our show. And you know, from the emails that I've received where they showed a lot of love towards us and inspiration, you guys are the ones who kept us going. And so we owe it to you. We owe it to you that what you've done for us and everything that's been happening. So today on the show, obviously it's our last show. We'll talk about some of the stuff. Maybe we'll talk about some of the memories we've had on the show, and not only the memories, but then we'll talk about some of the other latest news stuff that's been happening, including some of the stuff that's been happening lately in the news. I got to tell you, I do want to say this, that, you know, there's a thing that is trending all over Facebook and Twitter and Snapchat and all these places. And the what's really trending out there is Joe Biden, when he was walking up some steps on a plane on the Air Force One, you know, he slipped and he fell and then he got back up and slipped again. And then, you know, of course, it was like two or three times. But here's the thing. I was watching that too, and I do want to cover that here in a little bit and see what your all's input is. But I think that, you know, everybody keeps going out and saying that it's because he got dementia and all this other shit. But that's not what the truth is. The truth of the matter is that, you know, it looked like, if you look at the video, it looks like he actually had some problems with his leg as he was walking up to the plane. I think he maybe had a leg injury or something, because that's what it looked like. But, you know, still, in the long run, he is still way better fit than Donald Trump. I'm sorry, but that's the way I have to tell you, man. I mean, that, you know, Donald Trump is definitely not fit for anything, but there you have it. And then, you know, of course, Joe Biden didn't have to have somebody walking down the steps or anything. You know, he did it by himself. Even if he fell, you know, he still did it by himself, you know. And then that's just one of the things I want to cover. And, of course, you know, I ran into a real serious, crazy fucking QAnon bigot today when I was out working. And I was in Chipotle, and I was standing there waiting in line. And so this lady, I got to tell you this real quick. I'm going to share this story, and I'll get Paul in here, but I got to share this real quick story. So she was in line right in front of me, and she turns to me and she says, "Did you ever hear about all the stuff about Bill Gates? Do you ever follow that on the internet?" And I'm like, "No," which I did know the stories behind Bill Gates. I just wanted to see what she was going, you know, what she's going to say. And of course, this woman said, "Well, if you go look it up, Bill Gates knows all about the stuff that's been happening, that they are producing a vaccine to make people not believe in God or Jesus, to take religion out of people through a vaccine." I thought, oh, shit, where are we going here with this? This sounds like QAnon crazy shit. And then she went from that point to talking about not only the Bill Gates thing, but then she went into hypothetically saying about George Soros. I think I said that right. I hope I did. If I didn't, I knew Paula would let me know. But anyway, she said that he was a Jew, because he's Jewish, that he had his family killed and then was trying to manipulate and kill other Jews who were out there. And I thought, what the hell is this? So I listened to the lady, and then I thought, well, you know what? She's probably fucking crazy, obviously. But anyway, that's what happened to me today, where I came in contact with a probably QAnon Trumpkin, obviously, and some of the crazy shit that's out there that they promote or come up with. But that's what I was going to bring up anyway on the show. That's just the tip of the iceberg. But anyway, let's get Paul in here. We'll get this show started, because this is something we're going to talk about as far as everything we've covered, and then we will cover some of the new stuff and everything. And of course, I love this show, and I would not have done it without Paula, the co-host here, and she really did an exceptional job, especially putting up with the Trumpkins. And you know, I felt that, you know, that's the reason why I did this show. I did it for Paula because, you know, I wanted to, you know, I know that all the stuff she's gone through in her life, that this would be something that would be good for her. And that's why I did the show. Truly, I did. And then, you know, I tried to keep it going for her, and felt that this is just the way to go, is to end the show and totally get rid of it, because it's not the same without her here, because it gets real lonely, you know. So let's go ahead and get Paul in here, and we'll continue on with the show. And so from Arkansas, ladies and gentlemen, let's give a round of applause for Miss Paula Alexander. How you doing, sweetie?
Hi, long time no hear from.
I know. Yeah, I know you're alive, at least.
Yeah, I was dying listening to your story about your Trumplican and QAnon person. Oh my God! I was sitting here going, "Oh my God, really?" By the way, for those who don't know, Joe Biden his foot playing with his dog in December, and you cannot tell me that 3-4 months later he's not having problems, you know, occasionally,
right,
walking with that foot, because I have,
yep,
physical problems. So, you know, and I'm younger than him. I'm like 10-11 years younger than him. So and I have problems walking. I had problems getting out of bed today. I keep a cane by the bed in case once in a blue moon I have a hard time getting out of bed. Usually I don't. Today I did. So you cannot tell me. But the thing is about Joe Biden compared to Trump, and they're putting all this bullshit out about, there's a picture of him on the phone lifting a weight with his right arm while he's on the phone with his left arm. He lifts weights. he works out. You're going to tell me that Trump does this shit? Are you kidding? Really? So,
you know, the only thing Trump ever lifted was a Big Mac to his face.
Yeah, or a bucket of chicken.
That's true. Oh my God, that's funny.
And he, you know, he has this model wife, this beautiful woman. Yeah, people call her a whore because she did some, you know, risque photo shoots. Oh, give me a break. Give me a break. There's a lot of women. There's a lot of women out there doing risque photo. I've done a risque photo shoot. So don't. Give me a break. You know, I have to say this about Melania. She is cold as ice, but she's also drop-dead beautiful. She has taken on, she's taken on her husband's personality and attitude. You know, he's like ingrained that in her, I think. But just to look at her pictures, I'm not going to deny she's not beautiful. She is. She's really beautiful. But she is cold as ice. Like when she went to visit the kids in Mexico, and she wore that on the back that said, ask me if I care or something like that. I can't remember what it said. Yeah. So, you know, and there's the recorded conversation with her assistant about decorating the White House for Christmas. She was dropping the F bomb. I don't want to decorate this effing place. So, you know, that's how I look at Melania. It's like she's beautiful, but she's ice inside. So,
her jacket says, "I really don't care. I really don't care. Do you?
Care? Do you?" Yeah, that's it. That's it. So, you know, so at least Joe Biden has dogs, whereas Trump. I mean, I'm a cat person, and but I love dogs. But you know, I wish in my little apartment, in my apartment, I can only have one pet under 20 pounds. But if I could have two, I'd have a small dog too. I would.
Yeah.
Because I like dogs and cats. So, I mean, look at it this way: Trump and Melania. Don't you think they'd get a dog for their son, Barron? Really?
Right.
You know, he's like the first president in. I don't even know how many years. Every president has had one dog or more. So at least Joe Biden has dogs to trip over and break his foot with.
Oh, my God.
You know? So, but they were recently taken out of the two dogs were recently taken out of the White House because I guess one went after, was being protective, and went after, somebody. I don't know if it was
I think it went after somebody like Secret Service. One of the staff members. Yeah.
Staff member or Secret Service or somebody. So that they decided to take them out for a while and ship them back to their home in Maryland. So, but at least
George
he has
Bush's
dogs.
I think George Bush's dogs were the ones they used to attack. They were biting. I can't remember. They did the same thing, biting people in the legs and stuff.
Hey, I was watching a video last night on YouTube. And, I was actually watching it on TV. And this lady had, was in her home. They had just moved in like a month or so before. And she had one disabled son. He is blind and is slow. And she has other grown children that were out of the house. Well, she's sitting at home in the living room with her disabled son, and she hears a noise, and she's got a Great Dane and a Chihuahua. And can you imagine a Great Dane and a Chihuahua? The largest dog and the smallest dog. Well,
you talk
they
about
were in the living room. Yeah, I know, right? So they caught it on her home security camera. This guy, homeless guy, comes in through her back porch. Through her back, I mean, back patio door.
Uh-huh.
He just walks in. He just walks in. Well, the Great Dane heard the noise and went to greet him. And this homeless guy, he was there to steal. Dane actually let him pat him. And the Great Dane was sniffing him, and he was letting him pat him. Well, the lady in the living room heard the noise in the kitchen where the door had been open and got up to come in to see. She thought it was another son, her other grown son that had come in the back door. So she wasn't thinking it was a big deal. Well, she comes in and sees a strange, haggard-looking homeless man standing in her kitchen and screamed. And when she screamed, that Great Dane went to work on this guy.
Oh my gosh! Oh man!
This Great Dane, this guy he's apparently 6'2". Well, this Great Dane stretched out was 6 foot. And
damn.
When he screamed, yeah, they're big. My daughter used to raise Great Danes. And they're huge dogs. When she screamed, that Great Dane, who is normally very docile and friendly, went to try to bite in his butt. Snap, snap, snap. And as he getting the door open, that dog stretched all the way up to his face. He was ready to bite his face off.
Oh, my gosh. Damn.
And that dog pushed this guy out of that door. And not only that, but
I never knew Great Danes like that.
I mean, you don't want a 6 foot dog biting at your ass. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. Was the chihuahua biting his ankles and shit? Or?
Yeah, he was starting to go after him, too. When he realized what was going on, the chihuahua actually started barking and snapping and you know, the tail wagging and going after him, too. So this guy's going out the door going, I'm getting the fuck out of here before I get... Before I get chewed up. But it took her screaming. It took her screaming to get that Great Dane in action and made him realize, you know, this guy doesn't belong here. I'm not going to be friendly to him anymore. And while the dogs are shoving him out literally he ran for the door. I mean, that Great Dane was up in his face trying to bite his nose off. I mean, can you imagine?
Oh my, I could not imagine.
Well, and good news is that, while the dogs are shoving him out the door, the woman's on the phone with 911, and she described him because he was all scraggly. He had long, scraggly, dirty hair and dirty old clothes on. And the police were close by and came running, and they caught him within a two-block area. So the dogs did good. So this
did a very good job.
Yes, excellent job. And this is why you know, I guess because the President of the United States has to have security around him all the time, his dogs were, I think it was Major, the German Shepherd. that went, oh, fuck no, you're not getting close to him.
It's not going to happen. No.
No. No. No, I'm going to protect. I'm going to protect my guy.
Oh yeah, I don't think you can ever underestimate animals, man. Like, you know, I always think, well, my dog's like so docile that I wouldn't think she would do anything, but I think she would. I think she would actually protect us if she had to.
Probably. I mean, their sixth sense kicks into gear, you know,
yeah.
And there's trouble here. I mean, even my cat has acted protective. I call her my guardian cat. Because she's like, see people coming to the door, like delivery people, and she'll get them meowing. You know?
Oh.
Like.
I could see
that.
Yeah,
I mean.
I could see it.
I mean, most cats aren't like that, but this cat is. You know, she's very possessive with me. You know, she's like, you're not going to get close to my human.
Exactly.
So,
she's making sure that, you know, you're being protected. So that's good.
Yeah, I know.
That
I mean, a cat. So
I was just,
so,
you know,
I mean,
it's funny, I was sitting here thinking back to when we first started the show that, do you remember all the flack we got from the Trump supporters? I mean,
because you
got it from Viva La Resistance page too, and then we started getting a lot of that coming on the show.
Right. Well,
oh my
you
God.
Said it was only been a... You said it's only been a few months. It's actually been closer to a year. Not quite a year.
That's what I thought.
Trying to remember what month we started, but I'm thinking it was in the spring.
Because we started way before Joe Biden, because they were getting ready to run. They were running in the primaries and everything.
Right.
And we were covering the primaries too. So, yeah, that would have been probably early early in the springtime here.
It would have been like April or May or something like that. It was just before it got hot, really hot. So, yeah, so we started almost, not quite a year ago, but almost a year ago.
Yeah, I mean, it's been a long time. I mean, it's funny to think how long ago it was. And then we were like, oh, my God, this is... So, yeah, it shows.
Yeah.
I just looked it up because I figured I would look it up real quick. Our first show was on April 12th.
Okay. So it's
April 12th.
It's been about 11 months ago. I knew it was close to a year. So,
yeah, we covered everything from Obamagate to
right. I'm surprised you didn't play my Crazy Bitch song. I gotta tell you, I reconnected with a gay friend yesterday on text. A male gay friend. Yes, and he wanted to know who it was. I don't know if he'd taken me out of his address book or he knew multiple Paulas or what. And I go, it's Paula. And he goes, I couldn't believe this. He goes, you mean crazy bitch, Paula? And I was thinking, how did he know?
Oh my God, that's so funny. Like he knew. He knew who you were. He knew the song. Oh, my God. Hey, that's Paula's theme.
I don't think he's ever listened in, but, I mean, he just knows me. And thought it was funny. I was thinking, how did he know I was the crazy bitch, Paula?
Well, that's what I was wondering.
So I must be a fucking crazy bitch.
Oh my God. That, you know, that's the thing about it. He's like, it's like, well, you know, he knew the song. Like, he knew. I mean, if he knew that song, and if he knew to call you that, then that's like, oh my God, they know Paula.
No, he just knows me.
See, we all know you. That's the thing. You know, we know who exactly.
So I'm. Apparently, I'm known as the crazy bitch to everybody. So, and that's okay. Because I am.
Hey, that's okay. That's all right.
Speaking of crazy bitches, I have a new neighbor next door. She's been there about a month and a half. In a month, I will have been in this apartment for 14 years. She's the best neighbor I've had in that apartment. I've offered the same thing to everybody. If my TV is too loud, please let me know. Well, right after, I knocked on her door and let her know that. A few nights later, she knocked on my door. She goes, would you mind turning your TV down? She goes, I sleep in a recliner in my living room because I have fibromyalgia and I get migraines. No problem. I turn the TV down. I try to keep it down. None of those people have ever complained before. None of my other neighbors that have lived in that apartment, even though I offered it, nobody's ever complained until this woman. Well, about three nights ago, I fell asleep on the sofa. And I woke up at 2 a.m. with somebody literally pounding on my door. I fell asleep with the TV on. I try to keep it low enough so it doesn't bother her at night. She doesn't have a bed. She sleeps in this recliner in her living room. And, by the way, I got a glimpse into her apartment the other day when she wasn't there. It's almost like an empty apartment. She's got that small recliner in her living room and a TV up against the back of the wall where my TV is. And I looked in. It's almost like an empty apartment. And I'm thinking, nothing on the walls, just this one chair and a TV. And I'm thinking, how does somebody live like this? Because my little apartment's the same size, and it's packed full of furniture. Well, when I heard the pounding on my door, just as I'm waking up, I'm hearing her yelling through the wall and pounding on the wall. But when you have PTSD and severe anxiety and you wake up out of a sound sleep with somebody pounding on your door, you're not going to open it. You're not going to open it immediately. So I yelled, who's there? No reply. So I yelled it again. Who's there? No reply. So I have a screen and a door, and it's dead bolted. So I turned the light on, opened the door, and peeked out. Nobody was there. but I know it was her. So I'm thinking, who fucking pounds on somebody's door at 2 a.m. in the morning? Except a crazy bitch. You know, the thing is, Jerry, I offered out of the goodness of my heart to please let me know if my TV was too loud.
Well, yeah.
You know, to begin with. And for her to come over and be a freaking maniac on my door without knocking softly and saying, would you mind turning down the TV like a polite person would? Should do.
Yeah.
I mean, who's to say I'm not going to call the cops because somebody was pounding on my door at 2 a.m.?
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. It would be kind of creep you out a little bit.
It did freak me out.
Yeah.
On top of that, I have high blood pressure on top of the mental problems I have. So, you know, I woke up with my heart going through my chest. You know what I mean?
When you hear that sound, oh, my God, yes. Anybody pounding on the door and then all of a sudden that woman.
I mean, she was pounding like a drum. Boom,
have you
boom,
had any
boom.
Issues since?
No. No. But if she does it again, I'm going to go back and pound on her door and say, bitch, do that again. I'm going to call the cops.
Right. Well, yeah, because that's a little too much. What time did she do that? Like, was it?
2 a.m.
2 a.m. Oh, my God. Holy shit.
Yeah.
That's just way too. That's too early. Oh, man.
Yeah, I mean,
and you know those, and she's probably that type of neighbor. You could have your TV not really loud, just a little bit, you know, or having little sounds, and
right.
And then she wants, you know, every little thing she hears is like, oh fuck, I gotta say something. It's one of those neighbors.
Well, you know, I look at it this way. I was polite with her to begin with by telling her that if my TV is too loud, so now she probably thinks I'm a softie. I'm going to have to, if she does it again, I'm going to have to let her know. I'm going to go back over there and go, don't you ever fucking pound on my door in the wee hours of the morning again. I'm going to have to be tough and go, don't ever do that again.
Does she not realize when you go do shit like that, that she might get somebody at the door that has a damn gun or something that, you know, may answer the door with a gun, you know what I'm saying? Because
well, that may be where she ran off. She pounded on the door and ran.
You need to get you one of the black witch books and stuff, and then dress up in a witch outfit and answer the door like you go, you know. I don't think she'll ever come back to your door again.
You think? Oh, my God. I mean, so now she thinks I'm a softie, and she thinks she can, you know, intimidate me, and I'm going to have to intimidate
you
back. Apparently not. I mean, I have a soft heart. I mean, it was out of the goodness of my heart that I offered this to begin with, you know. I've had 5 neighbors there. Nobody has ever complained about my TV before, ever.
Is she an older lady?
She's probably younger than me. I mean, I understand. I understand she has fibromyalgia. Gino has fibro. And I've sat by his bed trying to get him, you know, talk him into getting up to go to work. My son had migraines. She says she has migraines. I understand migraines. I understand all this. But to fucking pound on my door, don't do that. Ask me nicely.
Right.
Right.
She could come over and knock on your door like a normal fucking person and say, can you do me a favor, please, you know, explain to you and say, please, instead of pounding on your fucking door like she's, like, getting ready to, like, a police officer or something.
Right. Well, and the thing is that, forgot what I was going to say. God, I'm getting old. I mean, be polite, be kind. It gets you further than being nasty, unless it's with a Trump, unless it's with a Trump supporter. I cannot believe.
Have you ever heard what I was saying earlier? Like, have you ever heard those stories about Bill Gates and talking about? She was like talking about he was talking about vaccines to take away like your religion and not to believe in God and that these vaccines. I mean, the last time I ever heard anything pertaining to that was that black the doctor, the witch doctor, whatever she was, Trump had.
Yeah.
Remember the vaccine lady?
Right.
She was talking about that. Yes.
The voodoo doc. The only thing I've heard about Bill Gates is that he was injecting spyware into our skin with the vaccine.
Oh yes, the chip.
The chip, yeah. And oh my God, do these idiots not know how much money Bill Gates has contributed to helping create the coronavirus vaccine? He has done so much good for people, and yet they're making up bullshit stories about him. It's disgusting.
I know. And the thing was, talking to this chick, she actually, like, she really believed this shit. I mean, like, she was talking to me like she really believed. And then she held her hands up and said, "Jesus, come take us now, please take us." And I was like, "Okay, I was like, what's going on here? What's wrong with this nutty chick?" And then she started talking about George Soros and talking about that he was a Jew, that being Jewish, that he killed his Jewish family, had them killed for being Jewish, and then he was going after Jews and trying to kill them. So I was like, what the where do you get this? Where is it? What is this shit?
did you talk to her?
I did. I was like looking at, well, I was mesmerized because I'm thinking, in the back of my mind, I'm thinking, this bitch is nuts, first of all. And I was thinking, she's really fucked up in the head. But then she started doing all that stuff, talking about it, and then put her hands up, and I'm thinking, okay, I don't know how to handle this. I mean, I know how to usually handle mental patients when I was a police officer, but, you know, I'm not – usually you just play along with them. I'm like, oh, really? Okay, yeah. But in my head, I was thinking, this bitch is nuts. She is definitely one French fry short of a Happy Meal.
Well, Jerry, you've been doing a show about this bullshit for a year, and you didn't know how to handle her? Really?
Truthfully, I'm thinking to myself, this is the shit, because she was like, did you hear about that? And I'm thinking, okay, wait a minute. This shit is exactly what we cover on this show.
Right.
These fucking, and I actually got to physically see one who was really nutty and believed in that shit, you know, and I'm thinking, what the hell is wrong?
Was this a, somebody taking for a ride?
No, she was just standing in line to get Chipotle food today, and she was in front of me, and
really?
I was like, you know, she talked to me all the way through the whole line. I'm like, oh, fuck, man, I'm stuck behind this crazy chick, man, and so I kept thinking, hurry up, make these fucking burritos, bitches, you know, that's what I'm thinking, you know, and the line was like 20 people in line, and I'm stuck behind all these fuckers with this woman in front of me. And I, you know, she's going on and on and on and on and on, and I'm thinking, will she ever shut the fuck up? That's what I was thinking. And then Virginia and I got in the car, we left, and we went to get behind the truck as we were pulling out. There's this fucking pickup truck. You talking about the biggest hillbilly, redneck, toothless fucking truck. You know somebody riding that truck was just like that description. But in the back of this, he had two bumper stickers. One bumper sticker said, make black guns matter. And then I can't remember the other bumper sticker, but it was just so racist. And I'm thinking, what the Oh, it said something about, if you don't know our language, get out of this country, or something like that in the back of his bumper stickers. And I'm thinking, what a racist hillbilly idiot that truck. You know he is.
So I guess Native Americans that spoke a different language when the English came to this country don't belong. That's how I look at that. Because the natives, they didn't speak English.
No, I mean, and that's the thing about it. They think that English is the derivative main language that we've had, and it's not the main language. If they would understand that, I think my wife,
right.
Maybe Jen's there. Jen, what did that bumper sticker say?
Which one?
The one that's about the language.
Uncle Sam wants you to learn English or speak English.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
That's it.
Uncle Sam wants you to speak English.
A hillbilly shit.
And,
I'm telling you.
And when, where did their ancestors come from? Maybe Germany? Maybe
no,
France?
No, they crawled out of the bog of eternal stench.
There you go.
Well, that's what the white supremacists believe, that Europe or whatever is the true racial of America, or the true white supremacy race. They always talk about Europe and Germany and all that being the white. So, you know, that only shows you where it comes from, where Hitler was at, you know, and what he was taking.
Right.
I mean, that's what that is. It's racial. It's
right.
Bigotry, I guess, or whatever you call it.
It just astounds me that people do not understand. First of all, even the early English people that came here brought in slavery to work their tobacco fields from Africa. They brought Africans in. Do these people not understand that Africans didn't speak English when they came to this country?
Right.
And,
yep.
And this country was built on the backs of those Africans.
That's right. Because if you remember, you remember back when the slavery, when they would have to go fight in the war or whatever they did, if they had to, they couldn't sign their name, so they had to mark it with an X.
Right. Right. So, you know.
I'll tell you.
It just astounds me that people do not understand that not everybody spoke English. Their ancestors. Now, my ancestors were mostly English and Irish and Scottish. In other words, from the and this is the thing with yeah, they may have spoke English with an accent, but where does their original language come from? It was Celtic.
Right. Exactly.
Look
at America. Look at our look. If you go look at the United States per se, if you look at the North, like Boston and Cleveland, and I'm talking about the North where they have that accent of like when they say ka and you know, stuff like that. Their language is basically derived from Europe, from how they talked when they talked with that long accent. Except it was driven and it changed a little bit when it got to America. But that's the difference. That's what our language was at one time. You know,
right.
It comes from that over there.
And even during the late 1800s, early 1900s, a lot of people that have Italian blood in them have, there's a lot of, look who settled New York. It was mostly Italian.
Right, yes.
And they spoke Italian. And they helped contribute to making this country what it is today. And just drives me insane for people to say, well, go back to your own country or speak English. You know, it's like, I mean,
exactly.
Now, my
Syrian
and
look
husband,
at it. It went from car to car to cook,
right.
You know, from the north to the south.
So, I mean, what a redneck racist. And I live in the middle of redneck country in Arkansas. I live in the middle of it.
Yes, you do. Oh, my God. I'd have a field day down there.
Well, unless it's brought up to me, I don't say much. You know, I don't, unlike on this show, I don't disturb my neighbors.
Well, I guess
so,
that'd be a good thing, you know.
But I have my really good friend next door, Carolyn, is African American. I talked to her about it. But the thing is with her is she doesn't keep up on the politics. It's like during voting, I told her, I said, have you voted yet? No. I said, well, when you go, vote for every blue candidate there is. And there were certain local bills. I said, no, 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 no. Decline, 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 decline on all of them. So I was able to educate her on what to do when she went to vote. So hopefully she did. I figured it. But you know, other neighbors I can't talk to like that.
Yeah, I can understand that.
Speaking of her and speaking of my cat, just a quick note. It was warm here the other day, and I had my door open. I have a screen door. And she was walking past. She has to walk past. She lives next door, so to the right of me. So she's got to walk past my apartment. And I yelled at her through the door, sitting here on the sofa. And Luna, who runs from people coming to the door, went to the door and yelled at her and greeted her. I was the only thing I can think of is Luna sits up in the window and sees her walk past so many times that she thinks she knows her.
Exactly. Oh, yeah. And
you know,
she senses she's a good... Nothing to be afraid of.
I told her, I said, Carolyn, Luna just greeted you. She never does that. I thought it was so cute. You know, Carolyn, greeting her. That's sweet. It's like Luna was going, come on in. Yeah, cats aren't normally like that, but so that surprised me. But anyway, so what else did I want to talk to you about?
Yeah.
I'm trying to remember, because I'm drinking margaritas tonight.
I was just looking to see how much me and Virginia made this week. And we just do like Grubhub deliveries, you know, food deliveries. So we're just checking to see how much we made this week. And it looks like we made a total of, this is how much we made in 1 week. We made $1,069.03.
That's awesome. Have you got your stimulus payment yet?
No. Here's how stupid that was. You ready for this? So the stimulus check that they were supposed to send to me, to our bank account, they sent it to the same bank account they tried the last time that was expired because we don't have it anymore. So guess what? It went back to the IRS. And the funny thing is the day, like 2 days after that they did try to put it through, then our regular refund went into the bank, so that means they did our taxes, which means that they had the new bank account. And they you know, you would have thought, well, hell, they would have, you know, go ahead and just resend it back to that, but that's not what they did.
Well, I haven't got mine either.
No?
That's a price.
Not yet?
No. Because on the two Trump stimulus payments, I got them immediately. Because my account is actually called Direct Express, and it is a debit card through the government. So, in other words, the IRS has this information. They know I'm on Social Security. They know I'm using, I wouldn't be using Direct Express had I not been on Social Security. And so I don't understand why, and the thing is on Facebook, I don't know if you noticed, but I asked the other day how many people on Social Security had gotten their stimulus yet. Then there's a whole bunch of us on Social Security that have not got our payments yet. Now,
wow.
Yeah. I don't understand it. I mean, this is a government card. I'm obviously on Social Security. Because I'm on Social Security, and because I make a small amount of money, I think it's like $12,000 a year or something is all. I don't have to file taxes. Those two reasons. I don't have to file taxes because I'm on Social Security and because I'm retired. And because my income is low. I check every day. They say you only have to check once a day, so I'm going to check again after midnight. See, it's only 11 o'clock here. I'm going to check again after midnight. And they keep saying we don't have enough information. So what I'm thinking for anybody out there listening that is on Social Security, I'm thinking it's because we haven't filed taxes. And we haven't filed taxes because we don't have to.
Right.
So
that might make a difference for them. Maybe that can happen.
Yeah. So that's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking, you know, they're leaving us to last. because, I mean, here it is. What's the date? The 21st, 22nd? I mean, it's late in the month. And because my disabilities have gotten so bad in the past year, I am wanting to buy. It is really hard to get down on my knees and scoop Luna's litter box. So I am waiting for that money so I can buy her the best litter box on the market, and it's close to $500. Did you hear that?
Yeah.
A litter box that's almost $500. This thing
that's
is freaking awesome. I know, it shouldn't be that much, but it's got all kinds of computerized shit in it. And apparently it's so huge that I saw a picture of a lady stooping down on her knees behind one, and it was as tall as she was on her knees. This thing is huge. And what it does, it's big. So I'm hoping it fits in my corner where her other litter box is. And what this thing does, you can buy one that was called Connect 3, where you can see when the litter box needs to be emptied, or you can buy a regular one. What it does is that you can set a timer. And there is a tray down below. You put a bag in it, and it only needs to be switched out once a week instead of every day like a regular litter box. And what it does is you set the cat goes in it, does their thing, and you can set it for 3 minutes. I think it's 3 minutes, 7 minutes, or 15 minutes. When the cat gets out, that's why I said it's got all this computerized shit in it. And it waits for the cat to leave, and then it literally, it's like a globe. The globe rolls around on its own, deposits the clumps down a little slit in the side, and it goes in that tray in the bottom. And with one cat, I've been told, I have a friend that has two of them. She's got like three or four cats. Mm-hmm. And she goes, with one cat, you only need to change it once a week. In other words, you just pull the tray open, gather it up, tie it together, throw it in the trash, and put another bag in once a week. And,
oh, wow.
You know, So, and because I look at it this way, Jerry. Because of my disabilities, it's hard for me to scoop the litter box. But
right.
Yet I love my cat. Yeah. But I love my cat. I don't want to get rid of my cat.
Exactly.
So
yeah.
I got to thinking, what can I do to make this job easier on me? So I got to Googling. I got to Googling. And found this litter box.
I was thinking when you said that you got this litter box and blah blah blah, and I kept thinking, well, it's probably good for you because of your disabilities, and that'd probably be easier for you.
Right. It will be. I mean, it'll make life easier for me. I still get to enjoy my girl and not have to clean her litter box so often. So
yeah, that's a good thing.
The thing is it's on this tray, and it has this huge globe on it, so it looks like it's from outer space. It looks like an outer space pod. So, seriously, that globe rolls around. You know how they said to keep it slick to make sure it keeps you
yeah.
put furniture polish. You put furniture polish on the tray.
I think it's pretty cool. I've never seen one of those.
Yeah, I'll send you a link so you can take a look at it. But I mean, I've tried other litter boxes, and it's gotten to the point where I need. They call this the best litter box on the market. So, because you rarely have to deal with it.
I would say because number one, if it's $500, I'm sure it's a really good litter box.
It better be a damn good litter box.
Hell yeah. That thing better have a lot of computerized shit to do something.
Well, now, I've been to the website, and they do have reconditioned ones. There are certain things. I've watched videos on YouTube and stuff about them. And there's a lot of tips out there from people that own them, not just from the company. And they give you a lot of good tips on how to deal with it, like how do you get your cat used to a thing that looks like that?
Right. Well, she won't have a problem going in, will she?
Oh no, because anything she can scratch in and go in, but. One of the tips they give you is don't turn it on to where it rotates right off the bat. It doesn't take much litter. You put a little bit of litter in there, and you toss a little bit of her old litter in there so she has her smell in there. And you let them go in it for a couple of days without turning it on. So that they're used to, they get used to it. So,
huh.
So they get in there and for a couple of days without it coming on and making a noise or movement. It also has a nightlight in it. Can you believe that shit?
Damn.
It's got a blue. At nighttime, it has a blue light that comes on inside. So, and it even has a night mode where you can turn it off. Like if it's in your bathroom or something, I won't have to worry about that because it's in my corner of my dining room. It'll be in the corner of my dining room, and I sleep in the. So it won't bother me. So I don't have to worry about that. But it even has a night mode where if you want to turn it off for 8 hours. You can.
Uh-huh.
I'm talking about litter box too much.
Hey, I got to learn something, that's for sure. I know that. That's.
Yeah, it's called the litter robot.
The litter robot. Damn.
Yep. And there's one there's one called, it's a regular one, it's their original one, and then there's the one that's called the Litter Robot Connect 3, and that's the one where you put an app on your phone, and my friend that has two of them, she goes, I don't have those kind because I don't need to know how much my cat shits.
Oh, man.
So I went to the site, and they have some reconditioned ones, and they sell really fast because they're so expensive to begin with. And right now, unless I haven't checked today, they have one for $399 instead of $500. I'd like to get one of those. It's a little cheaper, but I'm not going to get one. We'll have to see. But I just found it fascinating that the more I studied on this thing, it's like, seriously? There's a litter box that will empty itself? Hell yeah, I want that one.
Damn. That's pretty cool, though, I think. You know, I mean, it's...
Yeah.
They come a long way with the technology of this stuff. I mean, you know.
Right.
Which is nice.
Well, it's kind of...
You know, helps people like you.
Yeah. I mean, that's what I was thinking. What do I want to use my $1,400 stimulus payment on? I thought, hell yeah, that's what I want. And I put money back into the economy. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. Put money back into the economy, which is what the stimulus payment is all about, is putting money back into the economy. And I get something I need and couldn't afford otherwise. And there you have it. Anyway,
what else is going on? That's pretty cool. Yeah, so did you hear about all the, I mean, like, I've been, you know, the things that, since we've not been together, you know, what's funny is that there's been a lot going on. You know, everybody's been talking about everything from the new, you know, these, like, different cartoons and that are actually, did you know, they're banning more, well, they're like, you know, like Pepe Le Pew and all them are, how they're taking these up, they're taking them up, and you know, and it's people are like, well, what's going on with this? And it's starting to get to the point where a lot of people are really concerned because they're like, well, why would they take that off the, you know, take it off there? And of course, I think what it is, this new generation, and everybody blames it on Democrats and Joe Biden and all that. It has nothing to do with him or Democrats, because it's something to do with the new culture. When they take over and become CEOs and so forth, that they want to change something. You know, they want to change it. So it's something that they believe, not what Democrats are doing, you know, or Joe Biden. I mean, it has nothing to do with them.
Right. And they're calling it cancel culture. And, you
yes.
know, this is my thing. Why are they talking about cartoon characters when they should be talking about other things?
Yeah. Right.
I mean, I look at it this way. I sent you the link on the little robot.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I got it.
Doesn't it look like a alien pod?
Fuck yeah, it does. It don't even look like... I mean, I'm thinking to myself, I would be surprised a cat actually would go in there, but... It almost looks like that damn half-egg thing that Mork and Mindy, where Mork slept in the Nanu
Nanu. I know,
Nanu,
right?
You know?
Well, that bottom part where those vents are, that's a tray. And they sell these really expensive bags to go in that tray. But I was told, and I've read, you can take a 13-gallon kitchen trash bag and snap it in. You know, and I can buy those for $1 at Dollar Tree. So,
yeah, I would too, considering it's the waste liners for 50 of them are $32. So.
Right. Yeah, and that's what my friend told me. She goes, you can use the big kitchen trash bags to put in that tray. And it just, you can see underneath where it just pulls out. You pull it out, you gather up the bag, you snap another bag in. I guess it's got little clips on the side. And
oh, yeah.
You're ready, you're ready to go again. I mean, once a week instead of once a day. Anyway.
It's awesome.
Yeah, cancel.
It's awesome.
I know. I want one. I want one for Luna.
Yeah,
yeah, she'll go in.
That'd be sweet.
So, cancel culture. Look, they just passed, like here in Arkansas, they just passed an abortion bill. That tries to override Roe versus Wade. I know we probably have differing thoughts on abortion, but I'm trying to think, what did they exclude? Incest? I mean, girls get pregnant by their fathers.
Right,
and
exactly.
Uncles and, you know. So I'm trying to think if they, so what they're trying to do is try to override Roe versus Wade, which is in the Constitution. It's a part of, women fought long and hard for Roe versus Wade. Back in,
right,
I can't remember, was it the 70s? I think it was the 70s.
Right, yes.
And in Arkansas, they're being hick, redneck, evangelical shitheads that don't understand that some women can't afford children, that there's not going to be someone in their life to support them, that maybe they have female problems where it's going to affect them physically if they're pregnant. I mean, I said this before, I'll say it again. God will take those little souls and he will send them on to another human being, into another body. I know this. I swear on it. And on top of that, men, which this is mostly men, are trying to tell women what to do with their bodies. And I have a, I have a real problem with that.
Right.
You're right. Men should not tell women what to do with their body.
I mean, these evangelical men are trying to tell women what to do. When I look at it this way, this is between the woman and God, not between women and some senator from Arkansas. I don't understand why men are trying to tell women what to do. Abortion has existed.
I don't get that either.
Abortion has existed since the beginning of time, long before Jesus. Jesus never preached against it, and in fact, hung out with prostitutes who, you know, got pregnant by their customers.
Exactly.
It was around long before the Bible was written. And it's depicted on in pictographs on cave walls by ancient human beings 250,000 years ago. So it's there, and it will always be there.
Oh, yeah.
There are women who have... There are women who have died from having back alley abortions. I guess that's, I guess the woman's life is not as important as, I should say, the baby. That sounds bad.
Yeah. Well,
you know, and to them to think that they can just jump in there and say, well, woman has no right, and they're trying, and that's the thing they're trying to push to get it, get rid of it, you know, and they're hoping that it'll happen in the Supreme Court.
Right. Well, the Supreme Court passed the bill that it's part of the Constitution now, and yet states like Arkansas are trying to get rid of it in the Constitution.
Yeah.
Republicans call themselves pro-life when they don't care about the life of the mother,
mm-hmm.
and when and where their church-going evangelicals who can't get pregnant go to a fertility clinic and they implant embryos into a woman's womb, and then they look at them and say, well, that one's not going to be good. That one's deformed. That one's, and they withdraw them and throw them in the trash.
Right.
So don't tell me you're pro-life when you're throwing embryos in the trash. If you think an embryo has a soul from conception, why are you throwing them in the trash to begin with? I have a real problem with that.
I do too. I don't make no sense, you know. And the thing is that, you know, you don't hear them complain about when they murder people and stuff. I mean, I don't understand. I mean, even with the coronavirus, you know, people are getting sick from it, but then these same people saying don't want abortions, and there's people dying from coronavirus, but they don't want to wear a fucking mask.
Right. Or they, and the big thing is, I saw a thing on CNN, was it yesterday or today, where there are people who are just refusing, like you.
Yeah.
To get the vaccine. It's a little prick in your arm. If it'll save your life, get the damn vaccine. And speaking of, I finally got over mine, my first shot. I had my second shot a week from Friday. Now, that's the one that I'm probably going to get really sick over, because that's what they say. And most people don't get sick over the first one, but I got sick over the first one. So I can't imagine what the second one is going to do to me.
Well, that's true. Yeah, you never know. I, by the way, just because we're talking about the vaccine and everything, I put my name on the list of Walgreens, my pharmacy, so to have the vaccine when they get it, when they get more in.
Have you checked with your Walmart?
No, I haven't checked the Walmart, but
Walmart probably has more access.
It's probably because they gave it to Walgreens first. That was the first trial when they did it, and then they ran out, I think, and they had the Johnson & Johnson one. So they said they would have more, and they're probably about a week or two. So I thought, you know, I'll put my name on a list, I will say this, that Virginia and I, when we go out and do our we go out to work, we always put the police and fire and EMS scanner on. And man, I'll tell you what, we hear a lot of, you know, like EMS calls, people that got the vaccine and then they get sick from it. Like there's a lot of them on there, like where they had like a reaction, like one person lost their memory. Like they did, like this says, she got her vaccine today, and then now she's having memory loss and can't remember, like having all kinds of problems, like with trying to remember where she, who she is and where she's at and everything. I was like, damn.
Well, I, you know, I felt the night after I got mine, God, what's that noise?
I think that's Jen. Hang on, I gotta, hang on, baby. I think I had her live. There we
okay.
go.
Okay. Are you on the list for the Johnson & Johnson?
Yes.
Well, I would get that one because, if you can, because I hear that it's one shot. I hear you don't feel as bad. Now I get the Moderna one. They say they're all excellent, but you know, with the Moderna and the Pfizer one, you have to get two shots. With the Johnson & Johnson, you only need one shot. So try and get, try to stay healthy until you can get it. Did they say on the police scanner about the woman losing her memory, what kind she had?
Yeah, no, they didn't say what kind she got, but this is like, it didn't say what vaccine, or she just said, just received her COVID vaccine today. Whenever you hear them say on the scanner, they'll say she just received her COVID vaccine today, and she's having a lot of memory loss and like forgetting things, forgetting like her name and forgetting certain things. So, you know, that's one. I think another one we heard where somebody started getting real sick where they couldn't breathe. So that was the other one. And then there was like every day we turn on the scanner, we always hear at least once a day or once every time we turn it on that there's somebody had a vaccine, the COVID vaccine, and then they got like a little bit sick off of it, allergic reactions or fatigued, very extreme fatigue.
It makes me wonder how old that woman was that lost her memory. It makes me wonder.
You know what? It did say, I thought they said, I think they said that she was in her 50s. I think that's what, if I remember. They do say, like, it'll say, like, when they say it, they'll say, like, female 40s or female 70s or, you know, whatever. And then, but
right,
I think
right.
that she was in her 50s. I think so. I'm just going to get, I think that's what it was.
Okay. Well, I will tell you, most people do not have a reaction from the first Moderna vaccine.
Yeah.
I still need to get my second one. I will say that I had a reaction from the first one. And I still appreciate it. Because to feel bad for a couple of days, it's going to be worth it where I can, like my gay friend invited me to go to church with him next Sunday. And I said, yeah, but then I got to thinking about it. I won't have my second vaccine yet. And even after the second vaccine, you have to wait for 2 weeks for it to fully take effect. So it'll be like the middle of April before I'm fully vaccinated against coronavirus.
What did you experience? What did you experience?
I was just about to talk about that.
Oh, there you go.
They take you in a little, the pharmacist, because he's a doctor, takes you in a little room. This is at Walmart. And takes you in a little room, gives you the vaccine, and then they make you sit outside in a chair for 15 minutes. And He even gives you a card with the time on it. You can get up and walk away. Well, as I was walking around the store after that, I already started feeling it. And I thought, why am I hurting so bad? You know, I have all these skeletal problems to begin with, physical problems. And I started, I could barely get out of the store. And then when I got home, I could barely get my groceries in. And I started, it was like I was in a fog. It's like when you have the flu and you're running a fever.
Yeah.
And you feel like you're in a fog, that you can't function. That's how I felt.
Yeah.
And on top of that, I got super, super fatigued and tired. And on top of that, like where my scoliosis is and my back and my bad knee and everything that hurt my neck where I have the two fused vertebrae, I started hurting like 10 times worse than I normally hurt. And all I wanted to do, lay down on my sofa. And I laid down on my sofa, and I slept, and I slept, and I slept, and I slept. Now, I took my temperature. I was not running a fever. I did not run a fever. I was normal. If you call me normal. But it made all my, and he gave the pharmacist gives me this paper, and you sign in to this website. It's for the CDC, you know, the health organization, so they can track reactions, and it's like checking in and asking your symptoms, et cetera, et cetera. And so I did. I signed in, and it asks you certain questions. You check off the boxes. You know, do you have a headache? Are you fatigued? Are you all, you know, a bunch of questions. And I answered fatigued, and I can't remember what else. I didn't have a headache, but are you running, you know, are you running a fever? No. And the final thing that happened to me, and I'm actually still getting over that, it's about done. When I was all feeling better, I developed a fever blister on the right corner of my lip.
Oh, wow.
So I got a fever blister. The end of it was, the end of the symptoms was a fever blister on my lip. And I, you know, they actually send you a text. It's time to check in. And when I checked in and said my fever blister is better, they quit sending me texts. So the CDC, this is how they're helping control the disease and the vaccine. And so when you get your shot, if your pharmacist gives you a sheet to sign in and give your, you know, ask any symptoms, do it because it helps them.
Okay.
So, yeah, do it because it helps them.
That's a good point.
Regulate.
That's a good idea.
Yeah. So, but anyway, yeah, so people rarely ever have side effects from the first vaccine. But I have some.
Now did they say how long it lasts?
What do you mean?
Like how long?
The side effects?
So when you get your... No. When you get your first shot and then you get your second shot, how long does it last for, like, does it last 6 months, a year? When do you have to get another shot again?
Okay. Well, Moderna vaccine, it gets your body used to the antibodies in the vaccine. It helps your body get ready for the second one. And the second one, you have 4 weeks later. 4 weeks later, like I'm going to have my second one on April 2nd. And you have to wait 2 weeks after that your body is fully vaccinated from coronavirus. So the Johnson & Johnson one, I think, is different. You need to look up Johnson & Johnson's side effects.
Yeah.
And see what it says. Because it works differently than the... From what I understand, the one I got has the worst side effects of all of them, of all three of them. So with the first Moderna vaccine, like I got already, you're not fully vaccinated. In other words, you can't go out and act normal. You can't mix and mingle. You still have to act like you have not had that first vaccine. Have to wear a mask. You have to still socially distance. Of course, everybody should be doing that. It's not until you get the second vaccine, the second Moderna vaccine, 2 weeks after that. So, in other words, I'm getting mine on April 2nd. So, it'll be the 16th before I'm fully vaccinated, 16th of April.
Wow. Jen, you had something to say. She wanted to ask.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hey,
hi, baby.
Paula. Obviously, you didn't read the newest Moderna report. That Moderna has discovered that the vaccine only lasts roughly 6 months. So they're looking into making it a booster, like every 6 months to a year booster, like the flu shot.
Really?
Yeah. Huh. And they're fearing that Johnson & Johnson and Pfizer is the same because they're all relatively the same things, except for there's different active medications and different ones. That
they
did warn us. They did not know how long these vaccines would last. The point
was
to get as many people vaccinated as possible so we could slow the spread.
Right.
But
would
you do this again? I mean, would you put your body through it again in 3 to 6 months?
Yeah. If it's going to protect me against a pandemic that kills... Yeah.
Well, that's good. Just like,
but
I don't think some people realize, like even Jerry's dad, he's like, "Oh no, I had the shot. I had the Johnson & Johnson. I'm all good. You know, I don't have to worry about it anymore." I said, "Yes, you do." And he's like, "No, it don't. It's a one-time and done thing." I'm like, "No, it's not a one-time and done thing. Obviously, you're not reading the research. All of them are saying they don't know how long it's going to last. They don't know if it's a one-time and done. They don't know if it's going to be like the flu shot where you have to have it every year. They don't know." But apparently reports are starting to come out now. Like I read one today from Pfizer or Moderna that they're working on a 6 month or year booster because it doesn't look like it lasts more than 6 months.
So it's called a booster. They're calling it a booster.
Yeah, they'll call it a booster afterward. Like how the flu shot, you get the flu shot every year, you know, it's just to continue body. To continue your body to see that as an invader.
Yeah. Yeah, I will gladly put my body through that to protect myself. Absolutely. I mean, a couple of days of not feeling well is better than being dead. That's how that's how I look at it.
That is true. However, they are noticing the great effects about people were asking, if I get the vaccine, do I have to worry about still spreading it? And they say no. They're at 100% positive that if you get the vaccines and you wait the allotted time and your body builds immunity to it, you will not affect others around you.
Good. That's good to hear. But yeah, I'm not like you guys. I don't work. I'm retired. I live alone. If my housework, another reason I want that stupid liver box is, you know, if I'm not feeling well, Luna can go do her job and I don't have to worry about it cleaning up after her. So,
or you could just teach her to use the toilet.
Or what?
Or you could just teach her to use the toilet.
Well, I thought about that, but she's such a feral. I don't know if she'd do that.
Well, she learned how to use the litter box, right?
Yeah, but
and I've seen Caesar do it. They start out with a litter box that actually goes into your toilet. So the cat still has something to scratch and everything, and then, you know, you're constantly just, like, retraining them how to use it, and then slowly by slowly taking away the litter.
Right.
And then it's just the hole.
I think my ex-husband and his wife have, they train some of their cats to do that. They're big cat people.
If Jerry wasn't allergic to cats, I so would have a cat that knows how to use the toilet. I so would.
He said he's allergic to them. That sucks.
Yeah. Mhm.
Because they're cuddle, I've been sleeping a lot lately, and I slept half the day away today. I wasn't feeling my oats, and I wake up to Luna at the foot of the bed. You know, she's waiting for Mommy to wake up. You know, they're sweeties. So, and my girl was a feral. So, I mean, for her to love her Mommy like she does, and no wonder she's so protective toward me. Because that's how she, I've often asked her, get that, I asked her, I bet you would have been a wonderful Mommy because you're so protective. She's protective of me. So, yeah, it sucks. Jerry, you'd like cats if you weren't allergic to them.
Yeah, I do like them. I mean, I love them. I like to hold them and stuff, and then all of a sudden I get my allergies break out really quick, and it's like, damn.
Do you know, I have a friend on Facebook who, he lives in Canada. His father just passed away last year. And they had a cat. His dad loved Lucy. Her name is Lucy. And his mother had to keep putting her in the hospital for sinus infections because she's elderly. And they finally tested her, and she's allergic to cats. She was allergic to Lucy. So what he did was go out and buy his mama, and they are not pretty, but it worked. buy his mama one of those hairless cats.
Yeah, I've heard
are
about the hairless cats.
Yeah.
Yeah. Can you hear me? Oh, okay.
Yeah, they're not very pretty because they don't have that beautiful fur on them. But, you know, they still are a cat. But it's a thought.
I think it's the same one that, like, Austin Powers had. Or no. Somebody had a cat where it was, like, it had no hair on it. I can't remember which.
Yeah.
But I keep thinking about that,
probably,
you know, kind of, yeah.
Probably the same kind. Yeah, it's a cat with no fur. And he bought his mama a hairless cat because she loved cats. But she was allergic to Lucy. So he bought his mama a hairless cat, and she fell in love with her. This cat.
See? Aw. That's so cool.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that's how sweet he is. You know, buying his mama a cat that she was allergic to. Now, I would think cats like to be warm. They're like cuddle bunnies. So I would think that he would have to, in Canada, I would think he would have to take extra measures to keep her warm. But that's okay.
Oh, yeah.
It's a thought.
Well,
there you go. You might want to look into
yeah,
it.
Yeah. I love kitty cats. Love them. They
yeah.
just don't like me, I guess. You know, the fur more. My allergies don't like. But I would love to try to, you know, find one, you know, something like that, you know.
Yeah.
But funny, I was sitting here thinking, do you miss Robert?
Hell no.
Me neither.
Are you going
to
miss Robert?
No. No. That's crazy. And they call me a crazy bitch.
Robert, the white supremacist you used to always call him. The guy that locks his wife up in the bathroom or wherever the hell she's at, bedroom.
No, I think. Personally, I think she ruled the house. That's what I think.
Oh, yeah, you know it. You know that guy was pissed because she ruled the house.
He's pussy-whipped.
Mm-hmm. That's why you never heard her on this show, because if she knew that he was talking about all that shit, she would have come out and beat his ass.
I know.
Are you on that damn radio phone? You know, you stupid son of a bomb. And you and your white supremacist bullshit.
You know, I never understood how he could defend Trump and his racist bullshit when he had a foreign wife.
I know. I don't understand it either.
I mean, his wife was a foreigner. I never understood that. How can you do that?
Well, that's what I don't understand. Like these Trump people, Trumplicans, this new breed of them, they I don't get it, because they support, like they have like, you know, like a lot. I mean, like. They're number one, they don't, they're racist, they're QAnon followers, and then they start talking about, you know, immigrants and shit, and then they're a lot of them are married to them.
Right. I mean, think about that for a minute. I'll give you a minute. I mean, how can you defend a racist president against people from other countries when your wife is one of them. I never
understood. Think about this. There you go. Now that you thought about it, folks, it doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure that shit out. Robert?
No, you are so dumb. You know, you are really dumb. For real.
Hold on, I'm going to wake my neighbor up. I'm going to wake my neighbor up laughing.
Dun, dun, dun.
Power. She comes to my door, I'm going to tell her to get off my porch, bitch.
Yeah. You don't want to fuck with Paula because she definitely got the... I'm going to put you here. You got to play yourself.
That's a mute. This is the instrumental part. I used to come in. And now, from Arkansas, the girl that gives all the trouble giving me some shit. From Arkansas, here's Paula Alexander.
Oh, my God, that's funny. I'm the crazy bitch. No. I'll be nice to you if you're nice to me. Until you stop being nice to me, I'm going to be your crazy bitch.
That's right. Yeah, baby. Yes, you
say
will.
Say what?
Oh, man.
This is our last show.
This is the last show. This is the finale, everybody. This is it. You know,
yep.
As Michael Jackson said, this is it.
Yeah.
Hey, but we'll be okay. We're not going to be sucking that purple ball, so we'll be okay.
I'm proud of you for losing weight.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, I mean, it's been really doing good. I've been on that Chipotle diet. So I eat nothing but Chipotle and just do a bowl. And I use cauliflower rice instead of the regular rice. And then I've been eating that for every day for probably it's been about 3 months now. So I probably lost close to 70 pounds or so far.
Wow, that's awesome.
It feels so much better. It does. It's like, oh my God, it feels so good.
I
can actually walk up steps without, you know, you can walk up. I can walk up steps without breathing so hard. That's the worst part is when you have weight.
Oh, I know. Been there, done that. I know.
Feel like you're gonna pass out. You know, you're like, shit. What's wrong with me? And you know, my sister, she lost weight too, and she did. She did some other program. I'm not too for sure of the program, but it's some kind of program, and she lost weight. And she told me, she goes, if you ever want to know, go back and say, I don't want to gain that weight back. Grab a sack of potatoes, and that tells you, just by a sack of potatoes tells you about what, you know, most people, the weight they add on to themselves.
Wow.
So if you take the, yeah, and if you take those potatoes and try to pick them up, and then you start thinking that's what's around your stomach and everything. Oh, my God. It's like, holy shit. What's wrong with me?
Yeah. I think I gained some of your 70 pounds. I've gained weight during coronavirus, during shutdown. So
well, that's probably
not
easy
cool.
A lot of people probably get them. And actually, Virginia losing weight, too. So
really?
She, I could tell.
Yeah, I can tell in her face. I mean, I can really see the weight loss happening.
So we don't have a Chipotle here. So tell me about the Chipotle diet. I never heard of it.
Oh, no. So Chipotle is what I went on because it's pretty much what I'm on is what's known as the keto diet. So I'm pretty much doing what keto is, except it's, you know, because you can have the chicken and the steak and the cheese and the sour cream and the tomatoes and lettuce and beans and all that stuff. You can have that. So that's pretty much what keto is. Keto is a safer Atkins diet. Back in the day, everybody was on Atkins, and they told you not to, you know, you had to watch what you did with that because people were having, you know, cholesterol and shit. So now they've done re-advanced to the keto diet, which is you're eating the same thing, cheese, meats, and stuff like that, but you have to, you know, you try to cut down on as much dairy. You want more meat, and you want more so you want that. You can have pretty much everything that's in the dairy and cheese products. You can't have bread. Bread is a big, big, big no-no. You have to cut out bread altogether. I know it's a bitch. Virginia loves bread. She can't. That's the hard part. So, like, if I go like to McDonald's, I get a quarter pounder, and then I take the bun off and just eat the quarter pounder meat, and it's actually pretty good, and it's really filling. You'd be surprised, but it's really filling. You can't have the fries you can't have no potatoes because they're starchy and carbs. And then you can't have like regular rice. You can have a little bit of it, but you got to watch it. You don't want to have too much of those carbs in there. But it's pretty much your meats, your cheese, your fish, your poultry. You can have lettuce, tomatoes, you can have mayonnaise, you can have all that stuff, the condiments and everything, but you cannot, like some fruits you can't have, like apples, oranges, because they're sweets. Yeah, they have a lot of sugar in those. So you can eat bananas, you can eat blueberries. for people like sweets, one of the good things you can do is you can have dark chocolate because it's not as high in fat, I guess, something like that, than regular chocolate, apparently. Or you can do what my nurse told me to do. She said, get some gelatin, get sugar-free gelatin, and then take a bowl and put cream cheese in it with whipped cream and mix that up. And then put that on the topping on the gelatin after, you know, it's done. And it's supposed to be really, really good. I haven't tried it yet, but I would like to try that.
That sounds good. I got Jell-O in my fridge right now with fruit in it. And I know the fruit is full of sugar, so.
Yes. It sucks. It does. And your body goes through withdrawal. Trust me, the first week you do it, you go through withdrawal of the sugars. And it really is. It's weird how much your body goes through this process, but you get withdrawal over sugar and the fatty foods that you're eating. You start to feel it like you're really wanting it. And then after the first week that's over, you start to feel a little bit like shit first because your body's adjusting. Then after that first week or two that you go through it, then your body starts to feel better because you start to feel all those toxins are coming out of your body that are from, like, foods that you eat. And your joints stop hurting. You start to have no problems with your joints hurting. It actually goes away a lot. I'm not saying it won't happen. You know, you'll have sometimes every once in a while joint problems, but your bones and everything start to feel way better. Like, you know, nothing. It's weird. My blood sugar, Paula. They were trying to fix my medicine and stuff. They were about ready to put me on strict insulin because I was up at 300 to 400, and regular range is, you know, under 90, you know, 90, like 90, you know, you want under 90 or so. So I was worried. My blood pressure was always around 150 to 160 And then the bottom number would be between 87 and 100. And so I was taking blood pressure medicine because I was, you know, trying to bring it down. So after the diet, they went and they checked, you know, I had it when I was at my, when I had my injection done, they were, you know, doing my stuff and everything. And they were checking my blood sugars. And then I went to the hospital because I ate some peanut or ate some almonds. And I ended up having to go to the hospital like a couple of weeks ago for diverticulitis. And, you know, that was my fault because I ate the almonds and I was stupid to eat a whole half a bag when I know I have diverticulitis. So that was like razor blades going through my colon. And so I ended up going to the hospital. So you understand. So I went to the hospital, and believe it or not, they did all my blood work and stuff. My A1C was now when I went to the doctor in January, this just tells you the difference. So my A1C in January was over 14. Well, no, I'm sorry. It was back – no, I'm not talking about this doc. So back last year, I went to the doctor. It was back in November. My A1C was it was around 14. So that's high. You want your – the normal A1C is at 5 and below. And that actually is your sugar. That's how much sugar you have in your body. So if you have 14, that's almost like you're on, you should be on insulin. So they checked it in the hospital. My A1C was at 5, and my blood pressure dropped from staying up around 175 to over, you know, 80 to 100 to now it was over, it was, stays around 128 to 130, over 79 to 80. So it's back to normal. And it's all because of this dieting, apparently, so.
Well, that's awesome. You know, I have hypertension blood pressure. And I found out I had hypertension blood pressure when I only weighed 120, 125 pounds. So
yes.
I'm on.
Yes, you did.
I'm on two kinds of blood pressure meds. And one of them is lisinopril. And it's combined with the water pill. It's combined with the water pill. But I have to take a second one.
So what's your other one? What's the other one? You know what it's called?
Amlopidine.
That's funny. See, I'm on three blood pressure medicines. I'm on lisinopril, that one you just said, amlopidine, and spironolactone.
What is it called? What's it called?
Amlopidine. So
no,
amlopidine is the other one. And then the other one, spironolactone. Spironolactone.
Spironolactone. Okay.
It's a so it's called spironolactone.
Oh, spironolactone. Well, the two I'm on, the lisinopril and the amlopidine, keep me level. So I'm fortunate at that. You know, I told you about the time I had truck driver buddies, and I went on a trip to the East Coast with one of them, got deathly ill in his truck. I think another truck driver told me that his vents must have been full of mold. We had to we had to stop in Elizabethtown, Kentucky, and he had to park his big truck in the parking lot of a clinic. And I go in, and my blood pressure was like 225 over something outrageous. And
oh shit!
He said, "Yeah," and plus I was running a fever. Plus I had bronchitis from the sinus infection from the vents not being clean. I was sick as a dog. I mean, sick as a dog. And he said, you need to be – and I didn't have insurance at the time. My buddy, who did not have a house to pay for, lived out of his truck and didn't have utility bills and all that and had a bunch of money. And so he pulled into this clinic, And I went in and they took my blood pressure, and the doctor said, and I remind myself of this. I have to remind myself of this. Because the doctor, you lived here. I would be putting you in the hospital.
Oh, yeah.
And he said, because you're so sick. And I go, well, and he goes, you need to be on blood pressure meds. And I had been on, I had taken them one time in my life. And I said, blood pressure medicine makes me sick. It makes,
oh, yeah.
Makes me tired. Makes me tired. And that doctor went nose to nose with me, screaming at me. He screamed
Damn.
At me, Jerry. He said, would you rather be tired or spoon-fed for the rest of your life?
Shit.
And I felt like I'd been kicked in the ass. And I thought, I'd rather be tired.
Oh, my God.
My buddy paid for the clinic because he had the money. And we had to find a Walmart so I could go in and get antibiotics for my bronchitis and blood pressure meds. And for the next 3 days, I did nothing but sleep in the bunk behind him.
Damn.
I was sick as a dog. I couldn't breathe. I was so sick with bronchitis, I probably should have been in the hospital. And he would play audiobooks on his tape player. He would, you know, in the truck stops. In the truck stops, they have audiobooks. So he had audiobooks, and he would play audiobooks. And as long as he kept to a low level, that would lull me to sleep. And I slept for 3 days. And we finally came to a diner he knew of. I think it was... Was it Iowa or Missouri on the way back to Kansas City? And we went to this diner, and it was like just enough days for the antibiotic to get in my system and make me feel a little better, and I ate like a pig. But I got to tell you something. I got to tell you something. I gained 50 pounds while I was with Gino. I gained 50 pounds. I got up. I went from 105 pounds or 108 pounds to 168 pounds while I was with Gino. And when he left me and I got my first diverticulitis flare-up and got so sick, and was having a nervous breakdown at the same time, I lost 50 pounds in 6 weeks. So when I moved to Arkansas, I weighed 118 pounds. I now weigh 158 pounds. I've gained my 50 pounds back, damn it. And I've gained the last 15, 20 pounds just on shutdown while being quarantined.
Wow.
I understand that, though, because there's not much, you know, because you're stuck at home.
Right. And that's what one of my neighbors said. There's nothing to do but eat or sleep.
Right.
That's what I do. Eat, sleep, and drink. And so
the life
I
of quarantine.
I need to do something to lose some weight and I'd let myself go. You know, I don't shower as often as I should. I don't, lately I've been trying to do small exercises that don't hurt my back because there's certain things you don't do with scoliosis. And, I've been trying to, like, do sitting exercises, like my arms, lift them, stretch, that kind of stuff. Do you do any exercises?
No. No, I don't do any.
Okay. Shame on you.
I figured that most of my exercising is, you know, me in Virginia, we do because we do all the food deliveries, we're always moving around, walking the steps. I always have I have my watch I have, you know, that we got for Christmas.
Your smart watch.
So it has my heart rate, my oxygen level, it has my heart, blood pressure, everything's on there. So it lets me know how many steps I take per day. And so I take, so I'm averaging around 2,600, which is usually about, it says you burn off 300 some calories and something else that you burn off. But it's, I usually put it, you know, between me and Jen, you know, she puts a lot of steps in a lot because she goes up steps.
Right. So are we almost end of this end show?
We are. We're almost at the end of the end show. As a matter of fact, we can actually end the show. So my question for you, and here's the question we have. So, all our show we've done so far of all these shows since last year, and we've done a lot, and we've been on this journey together. So what would you say, what is your wisdom and advice for people for the year that we've been on this and done all this? What's your wisdom to them that would sum up everything we've done on this show?
Oh, Lord. I would say use some common sense. We still have a pandemic going on. If pandemic from spreading more, the world needs to be vaccinated. Everybody. Every single person on the face of the earth needs to be vaccinated. Every person on the face of the earth needs to wear a mask until we're able to, until we know it's the coronavirus is to a point so low that we can carry on about our normal lives as we used to. For those thinking about not getting vaccinated, you're wrong. Bill Gates is not going to implant a chip in you. It's not a political issue. It's a human life or death issue. Has nothing to do with politics whatsoever. Disease is in every country in the world. So it's not about Democrats and Republicans. Stop believing stupid bullshit. Stop believing that Trump is going to be president again. He lost. Stop believing that wearing a mask is taking away your freedom. Because if you can wear a fucking seatbelt, you can wear a fucking mask. Stop believing stupid shit. Does not make any sense. If you do not have enough common sense to believe that space lasers are going to a Jewish space laser is causing forest fires in California. Or that Bill Gates is implanting chips in human beings instead of the fact that he spent millions of dollars helping create vaccines against a deadly virus. Admit yourself to the psych ward. Because you have no common sense. Oh, another thing is, do I have enough time?
Yes, there you go, fine.
Believing that Trump lost the election, that it was stolen, that is a big one. This country has always ran on elections legally. Legally. Even before electronic ballot boxes. Even before mail-in ballots. Stop believing that Trump lost the election because he didn't. He said it. And because other people say it doesn't mean it did not happen.
Yep.
Just stop it. Joe Biden won the election fair and square. Trump lost in 62 lawsuits trying to overturn the election, including two of those cases in the Supreme Court, where he appointed judges, Republican judges, threw his cases out all over the country. Not because they didn't want him to win, but because he didn't.
Yep.
That's my... Did I say enough?
I thought you did good. I thought that was perfect. And, you know, that I think that was awesome.
Thank
and
you.
So we would like to thank everybody for tuning in and who supported our show and, you know, through the year, and everybody who listened, and even including the Trumplicans. We thank you for, you know, entertaining us.
Yeah.
I guess that's how we can put it.
Yeah.
But,
yeah.
You know, yeah. So, again, we thank everybody for tuning in. And
yeah.
God bless each and every one of you.
Let me say my thank you. Thank you, everybody. We love you all. It's been a wonderful year of doing shows with Jerry. He's become such a good friend through this. And I love him dearly. I love his wife, Jen, dearly. And this has been an awesome, it's been wonderful for me through a time of lockdown.
Yeah.
And we helped
get
Biden elected. Yay!
Yes, we did. Yay! Yes, we did. And we did that, you know. We put a lot out there. You know, we put this show and put it as part of our life and dedicated and to help get Joe Biden elected. And I think that we did help because we gave the information out there and people who were in between thinking and, you know, what they wanted to do, and that made them make that choice.
Right.
Yeah.
So maybe we can do another show, do readings or something later on.
Yeah, we might do. That's what I'm thinking. We'll probably, if we come back, we'll come back and maybe do like spiritual stuff and then, you know, focus on that more than anything, you know. So,
right.
But yeah that's it.
Thank you.
Amen. We're going to end the show. God bless each and every one of you.
take care.
Amen.
Until then, we will see you again very soon. And you can always go back to the podcast here and listen to any of these shows. They're always there for you to listen to. So you are very much welcome to do that. We will always keep those up for you. So, all right, everybody, we are out of here. We are signing off air, and this is the last show. And
good night, everybody.
Paula, and we love you guys. God bless.
So long, God farewell.
Oops, sorry, I hit a button. All right, we'll leave you with this song.
So long, farewell, I'll be there saying good night.
I hate to go and leave this pretty sight.
So long, farewell, I'll be just saying adieu.
Adieu, adieu, to you and you and you.
So long, farewell, au revoir, I'll be just saying.
I'd like to stay and taste my first champagne.
Yes?
No.
So long, farewell, I'll be just saying goodbye.
I leave and heave a sigh and say goodbye. Goodbye.
I'm glad to go, I cannot tell a lie.
I flit, I float, I fleetly, I fly.
And we're going to leave you with a couple other things here that we did. This was always the song we played for Paula every time we did the show.
Let's say China.
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 I have to have my China.
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 I know China very well. China. China.
China.
China. China.
China.
China.
China.
China.
China.
China.
China.
China.
I'm from China.
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 I have people that I know in
China.
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 China. I'm from China.
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 I have people that I know in
China.
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 China. China.
China.
I've been saying China.
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 I like China.
I go to China.
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 Go to China.
China.
China,
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 China, China,
China.
You went to China.
China,
China.
You got a job in China.
I know China.
I love China.
China,
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 China all the time.
China,
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 China.
That's the first time I ever played that song all the way through. And then whenever Paula would ever get to the point where we had to make sure she was getting enough liquor, we always made sure we played a little bit of this one.
I can still shut down the party.
That was not the one we were doing. Sorry. I don't know what I did with it. I lost the damn thing. Well, we always made sure we took care of Paula on that. And then when Joe Biden won the election, of course, one of the things we played throughout the whole time right before Joe Biden won was this song.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Ella Baker, a giant of the civil rights movement, left us with this wisdom. Give people light, and they will find the way. Give people light. Those are words for our time. Just a week ago yesterday was the third anniversary of the intervention in Charlottesville. Close your eyes. Remember what you saw on television. Remember seeing those neo-Nazis. Remember seeing those Klansmen.
Remember
coming out of fields with lighted torches, veins bulging, spewing the same anti-Semitic bile heard across Europe in the 30s. Remember the violent clash that ensued between those spreading hate and those with the courage to stand against it. Remember what the president said when asked? He said there were, quote, very fine people on both sides. It was a wake-up call for us as a country. And for me, a call to action.
People killing, people dying, children hurt and you hear them crying. Can you practice what you preach? And would you turn the other cheek? Father, 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 help us. Send some guidance from above. These people got me questioning. Where is the love?
What's wrong with the world, mama? People living like they ain't got no mamas. I think the whole world's addicted to the drama. Only attracted to things that bring the trauma. Overseas, yeah, we trying to stop terrorism. But we still got terrorists here living. In the USA, the KKK. I can't believe they still hating blacks today. Cause if you only have love for your own race, then you only leave space to discriminate. And to discriminate only generates hate. And when you hate, then you're bound to get irate. Yeah, madness is what you demonstrate. And that's exactly how hate works and operates. Man, you gotta have love if you set it straight. Take control of your mind and meditate. Let your soul gravitate to the love.
People killing, people dying, children hurt and you hear them crying. Can you practice what you preach? And would you turn the other cheek? Father, 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 help us. Send some guidance from above. These people got me questioning. Where is the love? The love.
For us is simple. Are we ready? I believe we are. We must be. We can choose a path of becoming angrier, less hopeful, more divided, a path of shadow and suspicion, or we can choose a different path and together take this chance to heal, to reform, to unite, a path of hope and light. This is a life-changing election. This will determine what America is going to look like for a long, long time.
Yes, it is.
Character is on the ballot. Compassion is on the ballot. Decency, science, democracy.
Yeah.
They're all on the ballot. Who we are as a nation. What we stand for. Most importantly, who we want to be. That's all on the ballot. And the choice could not be more clear.